Desert Island Discs.
Born in East Texas. That's deep East Texas. I was born on a cotton farm. It was a farm and a ranch. We had a lot of cattle and hogs and peanuts. We grew corn, but cotton was the money crop, except if you had a cattle that were sold each year.
Yes. So you learned to ride and rope and shoot as a boy?
Yes, I did, Roy, but as far as the shooting is concerned, I shot with a shotgun, not a pistol. That came after the movie era started.
Yeah. Tex, you've made so many records of the old Western songs, and sung so many in your films. Are you a collector of them?
Yes, I started very early collecting the cowboy songs, the old folk songs of the Southwest. It's, you might call me one of the lucky people in the world that ended up making a vocation of my avocation, making a living out of my hobby. It was a hobby that I started early in life. Wherever I go, I like to take Western music with me because it's my favorite type of music. I like all kinds of music, but Western music, my favorite.
What brought you into show business, Tex? How did it all start?
Well, when I was in the University of Texas, I had worked up a kind of a lecture recital called The Cowboy and His Songs. And I guess it was that largely that started me later on.
What was your first professional job?
A radio station in Houston, Texas, singing cowboy songs. From there, I went to New York City and lived about 4 or 5 years.
Yes, and that really got you started?
Well, yes, I gave a few recitals there, and I was in a few plays and was on the radio in New York, and then in 1937, they brought me to Hollywood to star in the series of Western Pictures.
Mm-hmm.
When I first landed in New York, I met Carson Robison, who had just returned from England with the Mitchell brothers and Pearl Mitchell, the wife of one of the boys.
Yes, I remember they were over here for quite a few years.
Yes, they were very wonderful to me as a green Texas boy in a large city.
Your radio and stage work took you to Hollywood and all those Western Pictures. Where are these made, Tex? Are the locations in California?
Yes, most of them were made in the older days, even before I arrived there, at a little place, Chatsworth, about 40 miles out of Los Angeles, where you have a lot of different kind of scenery, a lot of rocks, a lot of mountains, a lot of wooded country, a lot of trails. And, of course, in all locations, you have a Western street.
Yes.
Some of mine, we went further away. We made a lot of them in the High Sierras, 300 miles north of Los Angeles. I think I made 4 pictures near Prescott, Arizona. We made 4 in Utah. And I made one in the up in the Jackson Hole country in the wintertime in Wyoming.
Those Westerns look really like filmmaking the hard way, the real hard work with those chases.
Well, I think anything that you like to do turns out to be not so difficult. Of course, it's hard. We get up very early in the morning around 4 so that we can start shooting in the minute the sun comes up, and we work until the sun goes down. But strangely enough, Roy, the most difficult thing I found making Western pictures were the fights, not the chases. Because the horse does a lot of that work. The fights.
Yes, yes. I presume that they leave the fights to the last in case anyone gets hurt.
It's always the last thing. You postpone all the big fights until the last. Not only you might get a few scratches on your face or something like that, or it's a possibility of getting hurt, but also in your interiors, you tear up the furniture.
What's the toughest stunt they've ever asked you to do in a Western?
It was once in Utah. At a full gallop where the heavies were chasing me, the villains, pardon me, I had to turn in the saddle facing the villains and shoot with both hands. And it was a matter of balance and equilibrium, and I couldn't do it. I just couldn't. I had to hold on the candle of the saddle with one hand.
Look, Ma, no hands.
Yes, I couldn't do it, and the stunt man on the picture couldn't either. But we had to finally call on a boy that had been a trick rider, of course, that, to them, that's a part of a... And he was able to do it, doubling me, of course.
Tex, how's that fine white horse of yours, White Flash?
He's fine. He's 21 years old. I had him in England with me here in London 4 years ago. Strangely enough, I haven't used him since I took him back. He is now in San Fernando Valley.
That's where you live,
huh? That's where I live, and I live in North Hollywood. The horse I keep in Van Nuys. Of course, the two little towns are just together, both in the city limits of Los Angeles.
Your wife was your leading lady in quite a lot of your pictures.
About three pictures she played with me, yes.
Have you any children, Tex?
Two little boys. Tommy is 9, Jonathan is 7. They're getting quite homesick for him.
Do they show any talent to follow in father's footsteps or father's hoofprints?
Well, they spend most of their time looking at television and occasionally the saying. Of course, television has just changed everything in America, not only show business, but the home life. About all we hear out of them is, shh.
Well, many thanks, Tex Ritter.
Thank you very much. And as we sometimes say in America when we sign off our show, always remember, friends, keep good thoughts and keep good company.